Welcome to the West City Podcast. We hope you are encouraged by today's message. If you want to hear more podcasts, you can access them through the West City website found in the description link.
Things a little differently today. We're not going to have the sermon like we usually do, where the children go out the back and the grown-ups and parents stay in here to listen, because today we're asking the children to stay in with us. And so we're going to invite you grown-ups to our godly play space. Children, if you would like to, I'd like to invite you. There's a few spaces here at the front. We can make room for you if you'd like to come and sit close. Or you can stay where you are with the people you love and you will be able to see everything. There is space for you here. You are welcome here. We always make room for our children. Grown-ups, we invite you into this space as well. We invite you to our godly play circle. Every week, when the children go out the back, we gather in a circle. And we do a few different things. We start by getting ourselves ready. Getting ourselves ready to hear the story, to hear God's story. Then we listen and look at the story together. And when the story is over, we wonder. Children bring a curiosity that sometimes we've lost as grown-ups. Children's minds are more open to wondering sometimes than ours. So hopefully today, the children and the children's story can remind you to bring a sense of wonder to God's story. And after we have wondered, we do the most important thing, and that is our work. Because every time we hear God's story, there is work for us to do. And so after the story, we invite the children to do different work. Not everybody's work is the same. The story will touch each one of us differently, and each one of us has work to do. And then we close our time together with a feast, which is just like what you guys do here in Big Church. And today we will close our time together in a feast, and the children will be part of that. So sit back and relax and get yourself ready. Start by getting your body ready. Find a place that's comfortable. Still your body and get ready to concentrate. Get your ears ready to listen to the story and hear what it has to say to you. Get your eyes ready to look at the story and see if there's something in it for you. And get your heart ready to receive whatever it is that God needs to say to you through this story. Because this is the story of Advent. And Advent is a time of getting ready, and Advent is a time of waiting. Some of you kids might have an Advent calendar at home. Every day you look forward, and it feels like a long time to wait. Some of you may light the Advent candles. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks of Advent, 4 candles to light in waiting. And for children, 4 weeks can feel like a very long time to wait. For grown-ups, 4 weeks can feel like a very long time to wait. Advent is a time of waiting and of getting ready. So let me get ready for my story. This is the colour purple. Purple is a strong colour. Purple is also a serious colour, because something serious is going to happen. Purple is the colour of Advent. Purple is also a royal colour. In ancient Rome, the citizens could wear a tiny strip of purple to show that they were part of a great kingdom. But only the king and queen could wear the colour purple all over. This is a time when we look forward to a king coming. The king has already come, and he is still coming. The people were waiting for the king to come, but he was not the king they were expecting. He was not born in a palace. He did not come to them big and strong. He was not leading an army. He did not fight their enemies. He came as small and helpless as a baby. He came not leading an army, but changing the kingdom, changing everything. He did not fight their enemies. He brought peace and loved his enemies. He was not the king they were expecting, and maybe he's not the king we are expecting. But he is the king that we need. The king has already come, and the king is still coming. And this is a great mystery. It's easy to miss the mystery of Christmas. At this time of year, people are busy, running here, running there, shopping, buying gifts, doing this, doing that, having parties, eating food. And in the busyness, they might miss the mystery. So long ago, the church set aside 4 weeks to get ready, to wait, to wonder about the mystery that has been in that time, and the mystery that is still coming. I wonder what this could be. It looks a bit like a road leading somewhere. The road does lead somewhere. It leads to this little town. This little, quiet, unremarkable town. This town is called Bethlehem. At this time of year, we are all on a journey to Bethlehem. We are all travelling there because there's something remarkable going to happen in this unremarkable place. I think we will need some people to help us get there. I think there will be people on our road who can travel with us as we all journey to Bethlehem. So let's go now. Let's go with the prophets, with the Holy Family, with the shepherds and angels, with the wise men, to find out what this amazing, remarkable thing is that is going to happen in Bethlehem. And the first week of Advent, we remember the prophets. This is the hand of the prophets. Prophets are people who come so close to God, and God comes so close to them that they know things. They see what is important, and they show us the way. Prophets point the way to God. Long, long ago, the prophets spoke about this place. And they said something like, "Look, watch, pay attention. Something amazing is coming out of Bethlehem. Watch and wait." And the people waited. The people waited and waited and waited. The people waited for 700 years for this amazing thing to come out of Bethlehem. And the prophets also spoke about the king who would come. Not the king we expect, but the king that we need. Not the king who reigns over us from a castle, but the king who lives with us where we need him to. And they said about this king, they said, "He will be a light for the whole world. And everyone will see this light." Let's enjoy the light of the prophets. Who else is going to help us on this road to Bethlehem? In the second week of Advent, we remember the Holy Family. Here is the Mother Mary. Here is the father, Joseph. And here is the donkey. They are traveling on the road to Bethlehem, and it is a hard and slow and difficult journey. Because Mary is nearly ready to have a baby. And it is very hard to walk along a long road when you are just about to have a baby. So when Mary could not take another step, she rode on the donkey. But it is also very hard to ride on a donkey when you are about to have a baby. So when she could not take another step on the donkey, she walked. She walked and she rode. And it was a slow and difficult journey. They must have been the last people on the road to Bethlehem that night. Let's enjoy the light of the Holy Family as they walk with us to Bethlehem. On the third week of Advent, we remember the shepherds and the sheep. We only have one shepherd. We only have one sheep today, but that is enough to remind us. The shepherds were watching over the sheep in the hills outside of Bethlehem when suddenly a great light appeared in the sky. It was so bright it hurt their eyes, and their hearts were gripped by fear. And their hearts were beating so loudly, they nearly couldn't hear anything. And then, when they could start to hear something over the beating of their hearts, they heard singing coming from the sky, and that made them even more frightened. Until the angels said, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." Because it is very scary when a messenger of God speaks to you. And then the angels sang something like this: "Peace on earth. Good news for all of mankind. We bring you tidings of great joy. Something very special is happening in Bethlehem. So go, hurry, run to Bethlehem and go and see this remarkable thing that has happened there." Let's enjoy the light of the shepherds and the angels. Today is the fourth Sunday in Advent. And this is the day that we remember the wise men. Wise men who came from far, far away. The kings, the magi. Magi are people who know so much about so many things that people thought they must be magic. In fact, that's where we get our word magic from the word magi in their language. And the thing that the wise men knew the most about were the stars. They knew where every star was. They had a name for the stars. They had maps of where the stars were, and they knew the different times of year. So they could tell the people when it was a good time to plant their crops, or when would be a good time to take a trip in a boat across the seas, or when to cross the mountains before the snow got too deep. But one day, they looked up and they saw the wild star. It was not on any of their star maps. It did not stay put. It went where it wanted to. So they decided to follow the star to see where it would take them and what it would show them. The kings were expecting a certain type of king. And so they looked in the big palace for that king and they asked, is this where the new king will be? But God's people, who had been waiting such a long time, said no. No, because the prophets told us, look, watch, pay attention. Something remarkable is going to happen in Bethlehem. So the kings continued their journey following the star until it led them to Bethlehem. Let's enjoy the light of the wise men. These candles have names. I want to tell you their names. This candle is called Hope because the prophets showed us that we could hope in something that was coming. And this candle is called Love. Because the mother Mary and the father Joseph were carrying love with them on the road to Bethlehem. And the father God was sending his love. This candle here is called Peace. The shepherds were so afraid, and the angels told them, peace, peace on earth. And this candle that's so close to Christmas, this candle is called Joy. And the kings came to celebrate and they brought gifts. And this is a time of joy. Boys and girls, some of you know a song about lighting the candles. Some of you know a song about hope, love, peace and joy. I would love you to help me teach the grown-ups this song so that we can teach them to light these candles. Josh, are you ready to help us sing our song too? I think the words will come up. Grown-ups, you can sing along too with the kids.
Candle for hope, Christ brings hope.
children. Thank you, Josh. Thank you for leading us in that song. Christ has brought hope and love and peace and joy, but the story isn't finished yet. Oh, look. When we come to the mystery of Christmas, everything changes. Now it is the colour of pure celebration. This is the time we've been waiting for. This is when he comes. The Christ child, the one they talked about, he is finally here. Look, he has his arms stretched out wide to give you a hug. The Christ child came in that time. He came as a baby. But he did not stay a baby. He did not stay so small. He grew up and he became an adult. And then he stretched out his arms and died on a cross. And this is very sad. But it is also wonderful in an Easter kind of way. And he was a baby in that time. But now he is in every place and every time. And his arms are so wide, he can give the whole world a hug. And this is the last candle, the Christ candle. The light of the world is here. It's finally come. This is the light the prophets were waiting for. The light of the world, a light to the Gentiles. A light that would shine in darkness. This light has entered the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. This is the mystery of Christmas. Let's enjoy the light of the Christ child. I wonder which part of the story you needed to hear today. I wonder where you are on this road, on the journey to Bethlehem. Maybe you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and it feels like forever. Maybe the road is slow and difficult, and the journey is hard. Maybe you're terrified. Maybe you are running, racing, rushing towards Bethlehem. Maybe you are from far away, from strange places, coming a long, long way, not quite sure where you're going, but knowing that if you follow the wild star, you will get there. I wonder which candle you need today. Hope, love, peace, joy, or the Christ child, the light of the world? We're nearly finished our story now. All that's left is to change the light. And I'm going to show you something very strange and very important. And it's easy to miss this bit. So here is the light of the prophets. And a long time ago, that light burnt in one place, and you could see it burning brightly. But when I change it, it will get thinner and thinner, and then it will disappear altogether. But don't go thinking that it's gone. It's spreading. It's spreading throughout this place. It's spreading throughout the world. Watch. Oh, look, it's getting thinner and thinner, and now I can't see it at all. But it's still there. The light of the prophets is still with us. There may even be some prophets here. Prophets can be boys. Prophets can be girls. Prophets can be grown-ups. Prophets watch, they listen, they pay attention. They know what's important. They show the way. Here's the light of the Holy Family. Watch what happens when I change the light. Swirls and gets thinner and thinner, and after a while I can't see it at all, but it is spreading. It's mingling with the light of the prophets and spreading through our room. Anywhere you go in this room, you can be close to the prophets, you can be close to the Holy Family. Look, here's the light of the shepherds. It's spreading, running through the earth, sharing the good news. Here's the light of the wise men. It's getting thinner and thinner and mingling. It's not gone. It's still here for us. If we are wise men, we will follow. And this is the last one, the most important one. In that time, the light burnt brightly in one place, and we could see it if we looked. But in the end, even the light of the world had to change. And it changed. But as it did, it spread throughout the whole world. And maybe this is our work. Because I see that light in you. I see that light in you. I see that light in you. And at Christmas time, we get to take the light of the world and take it to the whole world.
Each week at West City, we are sent out to be the church in the world. We do this by declaring the following benediction. May you know God's enabling as you join us in living it out. We come together as the church to be reminded of the go of Christ. So go and feed the hungry. Go and clothe the naked. Go and fight for justice. Go and end oppression. Go and proclaim anew the old, old story. Go and reach those who are running from God and God's church. Go and associate with those who don't look like us, think like us, act like us, or even like us, and do it all in the name of the one who sent us. His name is Jesus.